101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning. Thanks for sticking with me here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundin here with you. And we are into the 8 o'clock hour here on this Thursday, July 17th, 2025. Still says 45 degrees down at the Sawyer County Airport and some fog down there as well, a little chillier. Up on the res, they're at 51 degrees right now. And so we will be getting a bit warmer today as we head up towards a high of 72 with sunny skies, as you can see out there right now. Man, that's a welcome sight to see that sun. Tonight, mostly clear and a low around 49. And then tomorrow, high of 70 and a chance of showers later on in the day into the evening hours and overnight into Saturday, a low of 58 on Friday night with some showers likely. Saturday, 10% chance of rain in the morning, otherwise high of 73 and a slight chance of those thunderstorms in the morning and partly sunny skies. So it might be kind of wet at the powwow on Friday night and at the Lumberjack World Championships. Might get a sprinkler or two. 70% chance of rain on Friday night. Saturday is looking much better, and for the powwow on Saturday at the 12 o'clock grand entry, looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for that. And for the Lumberjack World Championships, Saturday is going to be great. Sunday is going to be nice as well for both events, mostly sunny and a high of 79. My interview with the Honor the Earth Committee, part three, will be coming up here in a little bit after a couple of songs. We're going to be starting off with Toby Keith. And I love this bar. George Strait after that, and then our third part of the interview with Honor the Earth Powwow Committee. You're listening to WHSM Muskie Country 101.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in through the front door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high tech, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do. I like my just trolling around the dance floor. Puts a big smile on my face, no cover charge. Come as you are. I love this bar. I just love this old bar. I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. Darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. And baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride. Get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
We're back talking about Honor the Earth coming up July 17th through the 20th. And in the studio, I have Janet D. and Willard with me from the Honor the Earth Powwow Committee. And we've just been talking about the schedule on Saturday. A couple of things that we'll just quick mention. There's a veterans recognition at 10 o'clock, where again, we bring out all the veterans, native and non-native veterans, and recognize their service to the community. And then there's this game that I don't know how to pronounce. Janet, I'm going to call on you on this. What is this game about?
It's the Baga Adowewin. It's the lacrosse, the traditional lacrosse game.
Okay.
So I know in Indian Country, we've been trying to bring this game back and get our kids involved. And like Mike DeMaine, he's been taking that lead in the community. And he's part of the committee, so this is going to be his, excuse me, this is his activity that he has, and it happens right after
the run.
Yep. And it's going to be located at the Charles Belau Memorial Field,
okay,
located on the the El Seal school grounds.
Okay, so a little distance from the Under the Earth powwow grounds itself, but yeah, happening at that time. Because this is all before the grand entry, because we're not even there yet, because then we have the Anishinaabe Kwe ceremony at noon in recognizing Diane Sullivan for that. And then the grand entry at 1, which is one of the biggest grand entries, I think, next to the 7 o'clock one. But that's really the big kickoff for Saturday. And if people want to see what the powwow is all about, that's one of the bigger events that is open to the public to come and see and experience that. All the regalia and the dancers that are participating in that. One of the things that we're going to be doing during the powwow is honoring the Benton family. And Willard, talk about this honoring and what this is about.
So over the weekend, we will be honoring the memory of one of the founders of Honor the Earth. His name is Eddie Benton. His spiritual name is Bedwewedun. Now that he's been passed, the family would like to honor his memory by sponsoring a woodland-style dance contest throughout the weekend.
Okay.
And this is going to be a men's contest. This is one of Eddie's favorite categories to watch. And, a little bit about Eddie was, you know, I already talked about him being the founder of the powwow. Personally, I think he is Mr. Honor the Earth because this guy knew everything about the creation of the powwow, you know, the very beginnings of all of this activity regarding the protests and the powwow.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, Eddie Benton had always gotten up in front of the people, and we always asked him to give the first invocation, the first welcoming to everybody that comes to the powwow, and he would give such a great a speech about, you know, what it meant to. What Honor the Earth meant for our community, what the protests meant to him and the rest of his family. So the Benton family would like to honor his memory, and they're going to, throughout the weekend, we'll be doing a woodland-style men's contest.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he was really significant in the community, a spiritual leader in the community. And Willard, you mentioned that he had a big impact on your personal life.
Well, just by him being Mr. Honor the Earth, you know, he was one of the founders of this powwow. He emceed the powwow for many years. We leaned on him to be our spiritual advisor, our historian.
Yeah.
He was a really, really great asset to our community.
Okay. Yeah.
So can I jump in a little bit? So
like
two of our invited drums that we have. So what the committee was really looking to do was really get down to our roots of Ojibwe people and have a lot of woodland specials and our old style jingles. So we'll start out with the Benton families. And then the committee is also having an old style jingle and woodland special throughout the weekend. So we're really hoping to draw in a lot of jingle and the men's woodland dance categories. The two drums we brought in, one's from Kansas and they're called Little Soldier, and the other one is from Ontario Bay up in Canada, and they're Battle Nation. So we've been, several people on the committee have been wanting to get these two groups in, and we have them here this year. So it's really gonna be like centered around that woodland style.
Yeah.
And showcasing that for the community.
Talk a little bit about that woodland style. What does that regalia include, and why is that significant in this?
Yeah. So, like a lot of the woodland style, they dance to a faster pace of music, of powwow music. The beat is a little bit faster. They traditionally do not wear like bustles or anything. They have like a lot of floral beadwork designs on their outfits. They wear turbans and stuff like that. It's just a little bit more of a faster paced dance style than the normal traditional category.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah. And their regalia is more of a pioneer element, I think, to it. That's what I look at it as versus what a fancy dress would be, or the fancy dancers, or the shawl dancers. It's a lot more colorful in their regalia. And maybe Dee or Janet, you can talk about the fancy dancers and what that represents in the community.
The fancy dancers are more modern.
Okay.
The younger, more energetic people are fancy dancers.
Yeah.
The fancy dancers will incorporate like a lot of newer material, like silk and satin and the ribbons and stuff.
Brighter colors.
And the fancy dance categories, they're really fast too, but there'd be more like a trick kind of a category.
Sure.
Where they do a lot of trickier moves.
Mm-hmm. Jingle dress is another category for the ladies. Talk about the significance of a jingle dress.
That is more of a healing dress. It was came to somebody in a dream. You know, there was some sickness, and this dress came to this person in a dream. The sound of the jingles is supposed to be a healing sound. So that's where that originated. And with the Ojibwe people too, right?
Over Mille Lacs.
Yeah. So
and Rhonda Quagan is our, she puts on that healing dress, that special on Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So then later on Saturday, there is a second grand entry after a long dinner break, because we need a big break from the first grand entry and all the dancing going on. So they have a dinner break, and then at 7 o'clock is the second grand entry. And then there's a couple other special dances that happen in that Saturday evening. One of them is significant and has a really great story behind it, is the snake dance. Can anyone talk about the snake dance?
So Saturday night is our prime time. We really gear a lot of having a lot of the entertainment geared towards a lot of Saturday night. So we try to pick up the tempo, and we try to have it a fast pace event. So we'll be doing some of those woodland style exhibitions on Saturday night. And then you asked about the snake dance, and the snake dance is fairly popular around here. We get a lot of a lot of excitement, and a lot of the dancers like to dance it, and it's a real a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it's a really fun story as it's been unfolds, and I know a lot of the kids enjoy in participating in that. So if you can stick around for the snake dance.
That one, like, doesn't it describe the life of the snake, where he loses his skin and then he sheds his skin and then it's all starting over new again?
And he passes on into the spirit world, and he's welcomed over there. And there's a cultural story to it that the MCs will be able to share with you as it's going along.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, just wanted to go back to the dinner. The committee sponsors that dinner. So everybody can go up to the school cafeteria. And Stephanie does a good job with her crew making dinner, and it's open to all.
And our local hunters, they provide fresh deer meat for this feast too.
Well, then we get into Sunday. We'll talk a little bit about the Sunday Honor the Earth Memorial Special. What is that about?
So at 11 o'clock, that's where we will be taking some time to do the ceremony for Ed Scoop Martin.
Okay.
There's a little giveaway for the community. Family members get up and they like to talk, and they'll share memories of Ed. And then after that's over, we talked about this before, that the family of Ed's going to place another eagle feather onto that eagle feather staff and add to the collection of the feathers that are on there. And then we'll pass it on to the family of Bertha Smith, who is another veteran in our community who had passed away a while back.
Okay. And then we get into a grand entry at noon on Sunday, and then there's a couple of other specials, the committee giveaway, and then, of course, the flag and traveling song that end the whole event. Anything else that we maybe didn't talk about? I know there was a special price for elders for the button, and what would that be?
There's an age group where... I don't know what it is, and they're 54 and older. It's free.
Yeah,
you can get in the powwow without a button, but to be eligible to be in that $1,000 drawing, you still need to buy a button, which is something that you can save anyway.
Oh yeah,
it's a really pretty button this year.
Yeah, yeah. I've collected my 7 years of buttons that I have, and I'll get an eighth one this year.
Yep, so the button, the admission is all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's free for elders, 54 and older, and children under the age of 5.
Okay. Anything else we didn't get covered?
So maybe I'd just like to send a message out to somebody that might have never been to a powwow before.
Yeah.
So there are some things that we ask. A lot of it's, you know, we ask for respect. So, please don't touch somebody's outfit or take pictures without their permission.
Yeah.
And then there'll be other things throughout the powwow that the MCs will announce, some local protocols that we observe here. Women carrying children, they have, you know, a couple of rules that we ask to follow, mm-hmm. local traditions. And then there's other things that the MCs do a really great job of letting people know what's acceptable,
yeah.
what's not.
Yeah.
Questions that come up is like parking, and that's clearly marked, and we have a parking crew that's out there. Security is 24/7. If you want to camp, there's rough camping available. We have showers located in the LCO school.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you don't bring your pets.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people down there, yeah. and that's just something that we don't.
No fireworks.
Yeah. all children, we ask that they're supervised, again, because there's a lot of people down there.
Yeah.
And it's a smaller area, but still, just like keep an eye on your children when you bring them down there. When it comes to dancing, listen for intertribals. That's when anybody can go out there and dance.
Non-native as well.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
And just look for the intertribal. Or listen for the intertribal.
Yeah.
So everybody is welcome, even the Lumberjack World Championship.
Yeah, we're sharing the same weekend.
I know. It's going to be crazy. But awesome. Well, thank you so much. Again, the Honor the Earth Powwow is happening July 17th through the 20th. All the festivities really start on Tuesday, but open to the public on Friday, starting with their grand entry at 7 o'clock. And then again on Saturday all day and Sunday most of the day as well. You can go to the Facebook page. Just type in Honor the Earth Powwow, and you'll get to their Facebook page. You'll see banners around. We'll be posting some of this on our Facebook page here at WHSM. And I thank you, Janet, Dee, and Willard, for coming in and explaining all this. I really, really appreciate it.
Miigwech.
Waiting for you, keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. Must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. He's saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. He
excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Variety of country.
Muskie 101.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. And hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA in a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama, when love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah, entertained to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life is good. Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me.
There's a want and there's a need.
there's a history between girls like her and guys like me, cowboys and angels. I've got boots and she's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me, cowboys and angels. We ride side by side, a cloud of dust, a ray of light. My touch is her temptation, her kiss is my salvation. Path crossed mine, accident or grand design. Oh, maybe God just kinda lies. Cowboys and angels, we ride side by side. Girls like you and guys like me, cowboys and angels, cowboys and angels.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day.
Well, it's time for our community calendar and events happening here in the Hayward Lakes area. Again, if you always have an announcement to send to us, do it through community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. You can also use our Civic Media app to text us that message or email it to us through the app if you prefer, but I think just sending us an email at community would be great. Starting today, without too much mentioning here, Lumberjack World Champions ships are starting off at 8 o'clock with some amateur log rolling, and then the festivities begin at 11:30 after that, and all the way through into the evening, and you can check out that schedule just by looking up the Lumberjack World Championships online, and you'll find all that information. Otherwise, if you're not going to that, at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, they are having a Engage Knitting Group starting at 10 o'clock. Whether you're a beginner or experienced knitter or prefer a different craft and just would like some camaraderie, head on over to the Hayward Library at 10 o'clock and do some knitting or crafting with other folks that are there and like-minded. 10:30 at the library, you're going to want to go see Juggling with the Man in the Yellow Shoes. Wonder who that is. 10:30 to 11:30, there'll be juggling for the young people to see at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, happening again at 10:30. Check that out. Over at the Spooner Library this afternoon, if you're struggling with technology and you just want to throw your laptop or tablet or phone against the wall, don't do that. No. Bring it over to the Spooner Library at 1 o'clock. They have some people there that can help you. Hopefully they can help you with whatever issues you might be having. And again, on your laptops, tablets, and phone, Spooner Library is hosting a Click and Learn. This is done in part with the Northwest Wisconsin Workforce Investment Board. Also at the Spooner Library at 3 o'clock, bring the kiddos over to Wilbur's Barneville. Kind of like Carnival, but Barneville. This will be at the Spooner Memorial Library. Free carnival games, rain or shine, face painting, balloon animals, and prizes. Of course, it will be sunshining over there. They do ask you to register at the SpoonerLibrary.org/events. And again, look for Wilbur's Barneville. Later on today, at the Honor the Earth Powwow Grounds, they're going to have a Honor the Earth Royalty Pageant and Coronation happening at 5 o'clock. If you're interested in seeing the young people that are competing for that coronation, head over there at 5 o'clock and check that out. Otherwise, let's see, Friday, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, there'll be open play at Northwest Connection Family Resources, located at 15896 West 3rd Street in Hayward. Open play is back, and it's scheduled every Friday morning from 9 until 11. Join your adult friends and make some new ones while your kids are playing with their new friends. A snack will be provided. Art of Natural Play, starting at 10 o'clock, will be happening at Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area off of Randysack Road in Cable. Drop in at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play and join local artists to create make and take nature crafts. All ages are welcome for that. 10 o'clock on Friday at the Hayward Library, junior naturalists will be gathering to hear a presentation about Aware Like a Bear, using your five senses to discover the woods around you. This is for kids entering grades K through 6, and they'll have games, art, and outdoor exploration happening. It's a two-hour drop-off program, so then you can go get some shopping done, too, at your favorite grocery store. 10 o'clock, the Northwoods Community Shelf is open. Maybe that's what you want to go to after you drop your kids off at the library. Head over to Northwoods Community Food Shelf, part of the Spider Lake Youth Center, located on Highway 27, just past the hospital as you head north on 27. They have meat and produce mostly, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of their financial situation. Again, this is all help from the Northwoods Community Food Shelf working out of the Spider Lake Youth Center on Highway 27 today at 10 o'clock. Bike Scavenger Hunt, 10 o'clock, or sorry, the 10th annual Bike Scavenger Hunt starts on Friday at the Spooner Library. You can check out spoonerlibrary.org/events for more information about that bike scavenger hunt. At 10:30 at the Spooner Library, they're going to have a Savvy Seniors Book Club. And they'll be at, this is put on by the Wellness Center Plus 50, about books chosen by the group. Lunch is served afterwards. This will be at the Wilderness Center 50, and you can reserve a lunch through them at 715-635-8283 if you want to have a lunch along with your book review. The Bluegill Festival starts this weekend on the 18th. That would be tomorrow. 5 o'clock in Birchwood, Wisconsin. So if you happen to be down in that area, coming out the third weekend in July. Weekend packed with delicious food, activities, amazing live music, and can't wait to see how their town is enjoyed by so many. Head over there. This is put on by the Birchwood Lions Club of Wisconsin. Check out their Facebook page for more information on the Bluegill Festival on Main Street in Birchwood, Wisconsin, starting July 18th at 5 p.m. At 5:30 tomorrow, Friday Field Notes, they're going to be talking about the National Wolf Conservation, or Conversation, there we go. Join the Cable Natural History Museum and wildlife biologist Adrian Wydevin as he speaks about the National Wolf Conversation. Wolf Conversation Workshop he attended, and examination of conflicts of wolf habitat across the country and the future of wolf conservation. Join them at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area, located at 43135 Randysack Road. Arrive at 5:30 if you'd like to join the social with pizza and appetizers, and the presentation starts at 6 o'clock. There is a fee for this, so members of the Cable Natural History Museum, it's a $15 fee, $25 for non-members. But good conversation there. 6 o'clock at the lot, Brooke Nunn will be playing her music, and she comes from Janesville. She's a longtime visitor of Hayward, so come on out and support Brooke Nunn live music at the lot. No fee for that, and the lot has great seating areas and some yard games for the kiddos to play if you want to, or you can as well. All right, we're on to Saturday. Are you almost ready? Saturday. Town of Hayward Fire Department is having a pancake breakfast, 7 o'clock until noon at the Fire Hall. That's located at 15460 State Highway 27. Head on out and help support the Hayward Fire Department, Town of Hayward Fire Department. Again, 7 o'clock until noon at the Fire Hall. Sawyer County Small Animal Swap. Happening Saturday, 7 o'clock until 11 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. Sellers can come at 6 a.m. to set up. And lots of sheep, goats, pigs, chickens, quail, turkeys, rabbits, hamsters. All of them must have their DATCAP animal movement required. Will be followed on that. So just be aware that you need to document that. But otherwise, Sawyer County Small Animal Swap. Handmade crafts and baked goods as well, Saturday, 7 a.m. at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. Maker's Market is happening downtown Hayward here between the Franzen Bank and the Hayward Post Office on Main Street. Close to 30 vendors of artists, growers, makers, bakers, and crafters all happening again at the Maker's Market, 9 until 1, downtown Hayward, just between Franzen Bank and the Hayward Post Office on that nice little green patch of grass happening there. 8 o'clock until 2, Antique Adventures Flea Market will be happening up in Treagle. That's located at North 7340 Leitch Road. I think that's spelled or pronounced Leitch, L-I-E-C-S-C-H Road. And great summer kickoff to Antique Adventures' 6th annual flea market at the Village Shops. Family-friendly open-air venue offering unique treasures from both loyal and new vendors. Lots of genre ranges from antiques, rusty gold, junk-teaks. That's a nice one. Gas oil signs. Lots of different things. So check that out. You can go to the Antique Adventures warehouse. Will be open as well on the flea market days. Again, Antique Adventures Flea Market at North 7340 Leitch Road in Treagle, starting at 8 o'clock. The Lumberjack Walk Run 5K will be starting on Saturday at 8 o'clock. Right at the Lumberjack Bowl. You can register for that. I think you can still register for that through the website. But again, that gets started off at 8 o'clock. Saturday the 19th at 11:30, the Northwoods Song Circle is a group of friends who get together monthly to sing songs accompanied by a few guitars, ukuleles, and an occasional bass. They'll provide small homemade songbooks with lyrics of many of the popular songs. You just got to sign up at thespoonerlibrary.org/events. This is at the Spooner Memorial Library. Saturday the 19th at 11:30, Northwoods Song Circle. 6 o'clock at the lot, David Karas is going to be singing, and the lot is located just kitty corner here from the WHSM studios at 10597 Kansas Avenue. Come on out for David's music as he performs music from the 50s all the way to today's hits. All right, I think that's all I have for now. That's a lot to go on. If you have an announcement you'd like to have read here on WHSM, just send it to community@whsm.com.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us, so oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floor, boy, she begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine. I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give-up, needle peg at 95, but that's all right, cause I'm running every red light.
Definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1.
Muskie 101.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns. Down bar across the railroad track, I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows. This smoke-filled room, no telling how many tears I've sat here and cried
or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh,
Musky 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the country to prepare for natural disasters. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning Barron County residents of an overnight closure on southbound Highway 53 tonight. The closure will begin at 8 p.m. tonight and run through 6 a.m. tomorrow at exit 135 for Barron and Cameron. Traffic in the area will be forced to get off the highway at the interchange and get back on after passing the closure area. The closure is necessary for a multi-bridge reconstruction project that began in May. The ongoing project will wrap up for the year in mid-November and work will resume in the spring of 2026. The Washburn County Zoning Committee will allow a teen to reopen his roadside bait shop near Spooner Lake following a special meeting. The roadside bait shop had initially been shut down after the zoning department determined that it was not permitted under current regulations. The decision led to significant pushback from community members who applauded the teen for his entrepreneurial spirit and initiative. The zoning committee voted not to pursue enforcement action and evaluate the relevance of the state's lemonade stand law for the bait shop. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
101.1 FM, WHSM, Hayward, Muskie 101.
Degrees right now. That bright sun's warming things up really nicely, especially here in the studio. It's getting kind of warm. I wanted to play that song. I can see clearly now the rain.